Okay, so we continue in our Sadiqim Sha'achzari is the learning today should be Eschus Nishmas Chaim loves Ben Shem Shinaryeh. I got it right today. And Eschus also for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Welcome back, his son. And also Eschus for Fu Shleim of Chaim Dei Ben Min Rachel, Chanalei Abashen De Rachel, and Avadati Ben Per. And Eschus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should watch over and protect the people of Eretz Yisrael with whatever tzaras they are going to experience. So we are continuing in Shaar Zarius and he says like this, just to finish off on the negatives of Achzarius. He says, "Vafilu even when you're giving Musar, Hazharnu, the Torah warned us, Achzarius." Okay, so this is a situation where you're right. You're supposed to be telling someone off. You're supposed to be, so to speak, getting in their face and giving them criticism. Even so, you have to be careful how it's done, not to do it in a cruel manner. But at the same time, but you're not allowed to get an aver as a result. Don't do it forcefully with cruelty, to embarrass him as a kabbal of chet, and in that way you get a chet. Okay, so that sort of concludes the negative aspect. And as I repeated a few times, every midah, even a midah like achzarius, does have an appropriate use. Arata siparnu rois achzarius. Till now, we said the evil of achzarius when it's not supposed to be used. But there are times where you are supposed to use achzarius. Number one, keneged rishayim. When you're dealing with Rishayim, Kedarsha Amar Eoyf, like Eoyf says, Va'ashabra Misalois Avol, I broke the jaws of the enemy, Umishina of Ashlech Taref, and I threw the prey away from his teeth. Uchmoisha Amra Taira, Lamis Risham, Lukahal Koisam. Taira says to put them to death and to whip the wicked people, give them malchus, kedichsev uskaltam, right? So we're talking now about someone who you're commanded to take a life. For example, Amalek, right? Amalek, you would say, I want to have rachmanus on the children. What did they do? But you have a mitzvah wiping out Amalek, and that includes anashim, nashim, and taf. Even the little children. Uskaltam, the pasuk says about giving skila. If someone refuses to make a sukkah or put tzitzis on his beged or put a mezuzah on his door, he's beaten until he says, he needs cruelty. To pursue wicked people, to pressure them, to return them to good. So this is somebody who you want to improve their behavior. So you have to be strict with them, and you have to enforce it, and you have to enforce the rule of law, even though it requires a certain aspect of pushing your rachmanus to the back. You see the person crying. He says, stop hitting me. You don't stop hitting him, whether it's physically, whether it's with social pressure, whatever it is, you don't stop until the person changes his behavior. And a very, very important area where you have to be an achzar. V'sarich lios achzari v'din. When it comes to judgment, when you're a dayan, you're not allowed to have rachmanas on whether the person's your relative or a friend or poor. Right, wherever the din is noita, you have to go that way. The saying goes, facts don't have feelings. Which means, whatever the halacha is, you have to follow that way. And you have to paskin, even if it's against someone that your rachmanus is telling you to have mercy on. Who is a person that you find words of Torah? Somebody who makes himself cruel like a raven to his children. He went to learn. He said to his wife, your children, what can I do for your children? So, v'heshivla, and she responded, Ika kurme ba'agma. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. His wife said to him, what am I supposed to do with your children, right? In other words, you're sort of abandoning me. You're not providing parnasa. What am I supposed to do? So Beheshevla, and he answered her, Ika kurme ba'agma. You're telling me there's no more plants in the marsh? Kized davabar. This is certain. Amarachim al banav yosemidai, someone who pities his children too much, it will motivate him to get more and more money. And he's not going to care how the money came to him, whether he got it in a proper way or not. Because love makes a person do crazy things, is essentially what he's saying. Love drives a person to extremes, and that's something obviously that we are very familiar with. And in addition, the preoccupation that he's busy day and night, to provide food, right? Again, we're talking about excessively. We're not talking about what's necessary. We're talking too much. You're going to neglect learning Torah. You're going to make your business affairs the main thing. And then everything will be done without any cheshbon. You'll just be focused on work, and you will not make a proper cheshbon of how much time you should be spending there, how much time you should be spending learning, and your whole life is just going to be is going to be arranged around working around your business schedule. A little bit more. And again, you have to be cruel to Rishayim, not to have mercy on them. That if someone has Rachmanus when he's supposed to be cruel, in the end, he's going to be cruel when he's supposed to have Rachmanus. As the famous Gemara Megillah tells us, he had Rachmanus on Agag, the king of Amalek. And as a result, Haman came out, who was cruel to Klal Yisrael. And Shaul himself, we find that he had Rachmanis here, and when it came to Noiv Ir Koyanim, he did not have Rachmanis. He killed out the whole city. So you see that he who had Rachmanis when he should have had Achzarius when he should have had Rachmanis. Adam Achzar Al Gufay, a person should be cruel to himself. Push yourself. Motivate yourself, even when you really don't feel like it, to do the right. And don't necessarily give in. Your body's telling you, I just want to relax today. I just want to be lazy. I don't want to do the mitzvah. I don't want to learn. I just want to eat and party. Don't have rachmanis on your body in that sense. Be cruel. Basically, you're pushing back on the yetzer hara. To live a life not necessarily of fun. But there's tzar involved. Philosophic v'tarei l'kayim mitzvahs, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Av'im hadavar kavi to love mo'i. Even if it's very difficult for you. V'lo yi'ach zari al atzmai, but you should not be too cruel on yourself. Yosem yidai too much. L'kal kal gufoi, to the point where you harm yourself. Ach yispois mida beinis. Take the middle course. Okay, obviously, extremes are not good. Not with a mida that's generally taiva, and not with a mida that's generally ra. You always do the midas beinis, so you're not supposed to push yourself to the point where now you're starving yourself, now you're getting sick, you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're not taking time for yourself, you're only focused on one area, even if it's let's say something like learning Torah, that's also not healthy, so it has to be with a cheshbon with the midas beinis.